in one word, finally. I've been wanting to do this for a very long time, and I want to thank Uncle Rally, some more Auntie Valerie, and Pastor for this journey in writing this sermon. It's been an experience. I also want to thank Renee for reading the scripture reading. But before I start my sermon, I want to start with a prayer. So let's close our eyes and pray. Jesus, Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit enters and engulfs my body, and that as I speak, that they may not hear me, but hear your voice speaking through me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I'm going to focus on the whole chapter of Psalm 34, because Psalms 34, but actually in general, Psalms as a book, is a book where you can go to when you feel troubled, whenever you feel overwhelmed, or whenever you feel lost. The Psalms are where we can turn to. The Lord directs us. He tells us where to go. For example, Psalms 32, verse 8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. In a world where circumstances may feel overwhelming, we are going to find that our souls need to taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Before I continue, does everyone have their Bibles with them? Right, so I want you to open your books to your Bibles to Psalms 34, because this whole sermon is going to be on Psalms 34. And also during the sermon, you'll see me repeat taste and see, because repetition, as Uncle Kevin said to us, he says repetition creates habits. Okay, so this certain chapter, Psalms 34, tells us four ways in which we can taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And I'll break it down into the four sections. So the first section is praise the Lord. The second section is seek the Lord. The third section is follow the Lord. And the fourth one is take refuge in the Lord. So we praise him, we seek him, we follow him, and we take refuge in the Lord. So let's look at the first one. The first one is praise the Lord. Praising the Lord refers to the joyful recounting of what God has done for us, in the good and in the bad. Praise is the acknowledgement of all the wonderful, righteous deeds God has done, not just for us, but for others. He is worthy to be praised, as said in Psalms 18 verse 3, which reads, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. The calling here is to praise the Lord when we are struggling, when we are troubled, when we have achieved something. We are all called to rejoice and to praise the name of the Lord. If we look at Psalms 34, verse 1, it is an immediate reminder that we will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my mouth. In this verse, David invites us to join in his praise and worship. He then, later in verse 3, allows us to come into a place where we can express our admiration and worship. He says in verse 3, Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. David here is basically saying that he has been delivered and I am praising the Lord. And I am inviting you to do the same with me. See, David doesn't only praise God in the good times. He praises God all the time. David lived with that mindset that said, even though things might be bad now, or life may be at its lowest, God has a better thing, something amazing in store for me, because he could taste and see his goodness. If we go back to verse 1, David says that him praising the Lord will continually be on his mouth. This suggests that this was not a silent act. David would walk down the streets and praise the Lord, and obviously others could hear him. And if others could hear him, then this must not have been a private act. David allowed himself and involved others in his praise when he says, let us exalt his name. Now, we need to know exactly who is being invited. Well, in verse 2, it says, Let the humble hear and be glad. Being empty of yourself provokes gladness. It provokes praise. Humility opens the floodgates of praise. In contrast, pride and self-centeredness closes those gates. This pushes away praise. It's like you're walking up a mountain. Let's call this mountain Praise Mountain. So you're walking up Praise Mountain, or you're trying to walk up Praise Mountain, but there's this big rock blocking you. This can be overcome if we learn to humble ourselves like Jesus did when he came down to earth. If we learn to put others before us, that rock can be moved. We need to find the time and encouragement to show people our praise, just like David did. In a world full of darkness, we can all be the light like Jesus was, showing the way through his love and compassion that the light has been handed down to us. How can we show this without knowing God or his love? We're going to move on to the second point. The second point is seeking the Lord. Seeking the Lord is the ability to learn and obey all of God's commandments and to serve God with a whole heart and a willing mind. This psalm calls us not only to praise the Lord, but also to seek him. To taste and see the Lord's goodness, we need to draw nearer to him, seeking him. This is looking towards God. This is prayer. This is constant conversations with God. This is turning to God whenever we need help. This is hoping and trusting in him. In verse 4 and 6, David shares a testimony with us, saying that, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Testimonies can be used as a way to help people feel reassured and to know that God will work in their lives. So David is using this testimony to tell us that the same can be done for us. Our story can be the same as David's story. We just need to keep our minds on the Lord. Keep looking to him. Some may ask, how do we seek him? Psalms 34 verse 5 says, they looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. In the New King James Version, it says they looked to him and they were radiant. In Isaiah, the word for radiant describes as a face of a mother finding her child and thinking they were lost. Now, I want you to put your hand up if you're a mother. Right. So now, if your child went missing and you thought they were gone forever, what would you do? Do you love your children? I can't hear you. You would? Yeah. So now, hold on. You were set on the idea that they were gone forever. And as expected, you would be sad, you'll be upset, heartbroken. Now, after all that misery, how would you feel now that your child has returned to you? Joyful, yeah. So now this verse is saying that God's love is so beautiful and so amazing that when we look towards him, we feel cheerful, we feel happy. But mark this, you will not be ashamed to see and express his love towards you. You see how they are linking? Not only that, but verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. This tells us that if we seek the Lord will never leave us, and we will experience his protection and his nearness and his deliverance. But how can this be? God is so good. We can all agree on that. Say amen if you think that God is very good. Amen. Right. In fact, God is amazing. Things like movies, films, TV shows, the people around us may paint a negative image of God's love. But if we know his love for ourselves, if we see his grace and his mercy for ourselves, no movie, no film, no TV show, no human being, no mouth, no lips can separate you and God. The third point is follow the Lord. When we seek the Lord, we find that we grow closer to him and with him. We become and begin to get more comfortable and confident in who he is and what he has promised us. The next section of Psalms 34 is really interesting. From verse 11, it reads, "Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you of the fear of the Lord." I'm going to make a point that I want everyone to hear. So is everybody listening? The good God, the good captain, the good Lord that we have sought, the one that we have praised, the one that has loved us, is a good God worth following. If God is good, then his ways must be good. Meaning, if we follow him and can taste and see his goodness from a first-hand experience, let's change this up a bit. So if God is the light, then he must be the lamp in the world that's full of darkness. So then if we follow him, that light can be given to us, be handed down to us. In verse 13, David says, "Keep thy tongue and thy lips from speaking guile, gossip, slander, dishonesty, disrespect. These are things that erode life. They objectify and use others. They harm and destroy. These should be bitter and unthinkable to us. We must hold our tongues from saying these evil kind of things." Verse 14 then goes on to say, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue in it." When you are running, this is a question for everyone, more young people because of obvious reasons. So when you're running, when you're running a race, where do you look? You look forward, right? But what happens if you look back? So you'll fall down. You'll basically lose the race, right? So when you look back in a race, you can stumble physically. But if you look back spiritually, you can stumble spiritually. Who remembers that children's story my mom told a few weeks ago? The pineapple juice one. I'm not going to repeat it, don't worry. I'm not going to repeat it because it was a bit of a disgusting one still. But if you ask me later, yeah, then I might tell you the story. Or you can ask my mom. But the message at the end was that sin and doing all these bad stuff may feel good while you do it, but then when the consequences come, you won't think that anymore. Those who taste and see the goodness of God will be propelled to greater obedience. When you see his goodness, it will encourage you to follow him so you can be like him. And it's gone very quickly, but the last point that I'm going to make is take refuge in him. So we've looked at praising him, we've looked at seeking him, and we looked at following him. The last of these four ways to taste and see the goodness of God is to take refuge in him. This takes faith. This takes trust. The psalm says in verse 18, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are broken of heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." You see, God is our rock. In him we hide. He's our shelter in the time of storm. He is our resting place and our hiding place. Later on in verse 22, David says that the Lord redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. In a Christian life, there is a principle found. It's like this. The more you seek and the more you strive for godliness, the more you experience the darkness and the darkness of your own side. What I mean by this is that when we move towards the light, it exposes our darkness. But don't be troubled by this, because David says, and he reassures us by saying that the Lord is nigh unto them that are heartbroken. The Lord is a Lord who comes near and redeems the life of those who are heartbroken. Regardless of your sin, life can be brutally difficult due to hardships, maybe difficulties, maybe tragedies. But these are times when we need to seek and take refuge in the Lord. And lastly, verse 19 says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So I'm going to end very soon. So this is my message to you all. We need to get into the habit of praising the Lord all the time. We need to get into the habit of seeking the Lord in times where we don't know where to go or when we need him the most. We need to follow him and get a glimpse of his grace and his mercy on us. We need to take refuge in him so we are protected from all the dangers around us, so we can taste and see the goodness of the Lord. We need to experience his goodness. Why? So then when we spread his goodness and his love to all generations, in a world where darkness is engulfing and taking over the world, may we be the light the world needs, like Jesus was, to those who are lost, to those who don't know what to do, to those who are deceived, to those who are confused. May we be a living testimony of God's goodness unto others. May we bring light to their darkness. May we carry a candle that Jesus has given to us and go light his world up with his love and kindness. Amen. Amen.